The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Establish in mitzvahs what is really good for you. Shalom. We are continuing B'tochen and mitzvahs. Chavetz Chaim says another difference between mitzvahs and physical endeavors is that things that are geared to this world, sometimes you think that if I do this type of shtadlus, it's good for me, it ends up to be bad for him. The person's really excited about building a certain business and he puts all his koyach into him. And then it ends up that just gets him into debt and all kind of other tzaras. Sometimes it does work out, but I'm saying a person doesn't know in advance whether he's really going to gain out of this shtadlus or he's going to lose from it. Sometimes the other way around. A person, something happens to him that looks terrible and ends up to do something good. Someone told me a story the other day, I don't know if it's true, that there's a town called Netanya. And supposedly it's named after a guy, Mr. Nathan Strauss. And the story goes that he was busy setting up things to build that city, and he was supposed to go on a cruise, one of the most famous cruises in history, the Titanic. And because he was involved in this building of the city in Israel, he got caught up with him and he missed the trip. At the time, he must have felt terrible. This was the most luxurious vacation that one could imagine. His brother did get on that thing. As we know, the chances are, if he would have gone on the cruise, that would have been the last cruise of his life. So here, sometimes something happens. It doesn't look like, oh, I did something. Modish lamazel I am, and ends up that he did something good for himself. The truth is, this story has something of the other side of it also, because ishtadlis in olam hazeh, sometimes you're running for something, and it ends up to be the worst thing for you. Sometimes you run away from something, it's the best thing for you. We had somebody in our shul just a few years ago, Shmuel Stimler. He had a story that he was in a work camp in World War II, and the Nazis said, whoever's able-bodied and strong, they're going to send them to a special camp with better conditions. And he said, he's a short person. He was trying to show them how strong he is and how mutzlach he is, and he was begging them to take him, and they said, no, no, we're not taking you. And he felt so terrible. Just a little bit later, they found out that all those able-bodied people were sent straight to death. So he thought that, oh, what's happening? I'm losing this opportunity, and Beth Hashem was watching over him and saving him from death. That's about Shtadlus Gashmus. Shtadlus Ruchen is different. Because Shtadlus Ruchen, any interaction with mitzvahs brings only good. Even that case with the Titanic, he was involved in a mitzvah and it saved his life. He didn't realize it at the time. And sometimes we're involved in mitzvahs and we think, oh, why is an oisik a mitzvah and it's caused me all kind of problems? No. It always ends up good. So when a person's involved in physical endeavors, it has to be tough on Hashem, that Hashem should help him out and should give him the right advice to do something that's really good for him. Because very often we're confused. Before making a business decision, a person should misbattle, it looks good to me, but Hashem, give me the right answer. If it's not good for me, I should be able to back out of it or whatever. By mitzvahs and avedas, that's not the case. The good that comes out of a mitzvah and the bad comes out of avedah will never switch around. And the good will never be bad and the bad will never be good. Because that's the mitzvahs. A mitzvah's mitzvahs is something that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the source of all goodness. Only good can come out of a mitzvah. Sometimes people are afraid of giving tzedakah. If I can give too much tzedakah, who knows what's going to happen? Kavavan, if there's halachas of how much to give, a regular person could give up to a fifth of his
Kol HaLashon
of his money. A person who is extremely wealthy could give much more than that. But up to the limit, very often people are afraid, what's going to be, what's going to happen if I give away too much? And the answer is no. Only good comes out of the mitzvah. The mere fact that one put his money into that thing, that money becomes eternally his, not the schus for him, but it also brings the Avdei Shemayah. He's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Same thing with Aveira. Sometimes a person thinks, I have to eat that hamburger, it smells so good. It's not kosher, but it smells so good, how could I lose out? But of course, I'm only harm. And generally, when a person succumbs to the Yetzer Hara for any Aveira, whether it's just typhus or it's COVID or whatever it may be, it's Kas. When he falls, he feels terrible. The Yetzer Hara tells him he can't live without it, but when it happens, he realizes it was Shtiyot. He didn't need to do it and just now feels terrible. Yeah. So that is the difference. By mitzvahs, if you know it's a mitzvah, go for it. Because it'll only bring you good. You don't have to invest in it. It's not so easy. You'll only gain from it. It's hard to get up in the morning. And you have a peaceful slumber. And the HR says you need to sleep more and everything else. If this is the time for me to daven, this is when I have my minion. I'm just going to gain from now. I have mostly Avdei Shemayah in the course of the day. Mechanech my children the proper fashion. Sometimes people are afraid to give the children the right shidduch, the chinuch. If he's going to learn too much, then what's going to be with his panosa? Nothing bad is going to come out of it. It always works out in the end. If he needs panosa, he'll find the panosa. That's the important thing. This is the thing, by the way, which we're concerned about now. To me, it's a shame it'll work out. But the rule of concern is we have to give our children the opportunity to grow and to be the biggest possible Eved Hashem, the biggest possible Talmid Chacham. What's going to happen in the end? We don't know. But if we really do our best to give the type of chinuch that will give them that possibility to grow, then whatever they'll be all right. But sometimes you have parents that are too afraid or too critical or whatever it is. And they're not machshiv. That the most important thing they could give to their child is the appreciation of Torah mitzvahs limud Torah. I once said, somebody told me his 12-year-old son is nervous about how he's going to have panosa. I think to myself, no normal 12-year-old is nervous about panosa unless the whole day he's hearing his parents talking about that. And that's not what we should have our kids involved in at any level. So it's something we have to deal with. But as far as our kids, they have to be open to our values and really see that we give the highest value. The most important thing to us is them becoming good people and with the midas and the even atzilut and the tefillas and yirshamayim. When they really see that, it's a genuine feeling coming from us to them. It automatically gives them a desire to take part in it. We see it the whole time. We talk Torah, mitzvah, whatever we're talking about. But really, even more than that, talk about, what's going to be with this and what's going to be with that? And how can I have panos? And we can't do this, we can't do that. Then, unfortunately, that message gets over to the child. So we're very good in that to appreciate what we have and realize that we're, Baruch Hashem, from the Miyuchodim in Klal Yisrael that are primarily involved in mitzvahs. And everything I like is a mitzvah. Even working is a mitzvah. I have kavana when I go to work. Yes, I'm doing a mitzvah. Fine, it's my family. It's all mitzvahs. And we look in bad mind frame that it's all about Yisrael Hashem. Then we bring up our children also to enjoy and appreciate the fact that we have a special schus to be Yisrael Hashem. And if we do that, only good will come out of it, Yisrael Hashem, in this world and surely in the world to come.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.